This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montagne is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Seven Marines and one Navy corpsman have been charged with offenses including kidnapping, murder, and conspiracy in connection with the death of an Iraqi civilian in Hamdaniya, Iraq.
Marine Colonel Stuart Navarre spoke yesterday at Camp Pendleton, California. That's where the suspects are being held following an incident in April. They were looking for insurgents when they allegedly pulled an unarmed Iraqi from his home. According to the charges, they bound his hands and feet and then shot him.
This is one of two deadly incidents we're learning more about this morning, and we begin near Camp Pendleton, where NPR's Ina Jaffe has been listening to the response to the criminal charges.
Oceanside is a company town, and the company is Camp Pendleton. It seems everyone here is either a Marine or knows someone in the Corps, either as a customer, a neighbor, a relative, or a friend. At 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a couple of Vietnam vets sat at the Strand Bar, a pitcher of beer in front of them, and CNN on the TV above.
It is important to note that the charges and specifications are accusations against the individual, and the accused is presumed innocent.
For Bill Lewis, former Army, and Rick Garcia, former Navy, the news report was disturbing.
How can they prove that they were bloodthirsty and not doing their job?
How come they can come and blow our people up, but we can't, you know, be so scared that we have to blow somebody up too?
I don't think the Marines did that. I think they just did what those people were doing to them.
Bars like the Strand seem to make up about a quarter of the businesses in the few square blocks of Oceanside's beachfront downtown. In fact, there seem to be only four kinds of establishments here: bars, military surplus stores, uniform cleaners and tailors, and barbershops. At Best Barbers, the ball game was on the tube, and Dick Wofford was giving a customer the standard Marine haircut he's been doing for years. It comes with his special straight razor trim around the edges. Wofford, a Marine veteran himself, said he was sorry to hear about the criminal charges.
But the jury is far, you know, and find out if they did or they didn't. We don't know for sure. Because I know the Marines don't teach you to murder people. I know that.
Right next door to Best Barber is the headquarters of the 1st Marine Division Association, a sort of alumni and philanthropic organization. Reserve Colonel Chris Wright is in charge.
Listening to the news accounts of these young Marines, they sound like the all-American boys.
He trusts the Marines to give them a fair trial, and said he'll suspend judgment until there's a verdict.
Like any other Marine, we don't want to believe that our Marines did that. I think the truth will come out.
In the age of televised celebrity trials, when almost anyone with a TV feels qualified to weigh in with an opinion, Oceanside seems like the world capital of wait and see. And the people here may not be that far ahead of the rest of America in giving the men and women serving in Iraq the benefit of the doubt. A recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll asked how the Marines involved in the alleged killings of 24 civilians in Haditha should be treated. Only a third of those polled felt the Marines should be criminally charged. About half favored reprimand. That reticence and ambivalence were reflected in the views of Martha Harmon and Cynthia Smith, visitors from L.A. and Long Beach, respectively, as they strolled along the Oceanside Pier.
They're just totally stressed out. I mean, they're surrounded by danger all the time when they're there.
And I want to mention, there's no way in the world they should be killing randomly like that innocent people. So that's my feeling about it.
But who says they killed randomly? Who was there?
Right, if they're guilty.
About a block from the pier, a couple of Camp Pendleton Marines, Lance Corporal Richard Cable and his friend Lance Corporal Singer, were enjoying a trip to town after a long bout of training. Training they believed would keep them from making the wrong decisions.
We know our job.
We try to be as professional as possible. You have to use discrimination over there.
We're well prepared for what we have over there. We can handle anything.
They exuded confidence, though they acknowledge they haven't been to Iraq yet. They haven't seen the horrors of war, the actions of the enemy, or perhaps of a comrade. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Oceanside, California.